The New York Giants select.
Heart's beating 1,000 beats per minute.
Something I remember for a lifetime.
It's going to be a great feeling. I can't wait to run out there.
You're here to represent.
I love my team, man. Thank you, John McCaffrey.
There were kind of mixed emotions there because I knew I wasn't heralded coming out of college, but yet still there were some scouts that were saying that because I played tight end and I was ranked at one point in time the number two tight end in the nation, that I would go high in the draft as a tight end. And because I was all-conference defensive end, that I would go somewhere in the draft, but they weren't quite sure. So the day of draft, you like all, you know, expected draftees, you have mixed emotions, you're excited, but you kind of keep them, you know, under tow for a while. And with the first day coming gone, you know, at that point in time, I didn't get drafted until late. I thought maybe it was going to pass me by. But on the second day, late, the New York Giants called me and informed me that I'd been selected in the 11th round. A guy by the name of Andy Robustelli, if you'll recall, one of my predecessors as a defensive end. He was the general manager at that time. He called, the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was very positive. And it said, "Congratulations, George Martin. This is Andy Robustelli of the New York Giants, and we've selected you in the 11th round." And I just felt special because, number one, it was New York, and number two, that they personally called me. I thought I'd get some telegram or something.